Welcome to the Social Skills Coaching Podcast, a joint production of Newton Media Group and Patrick King Consulting. Today is Friday, October 22nd, 2021. From Patrick King's book, Learn to Think Using Riddles, Brain Teasers, and Wordplay. Develop a quick wit, think more creatively and cleverly, and train your problem-solving instincts. This book is available on Amazon and Audible. You can find it on Audible at bit.ly/usingriddles. Making sense of riddles to become a better problem solver. Many people will hear a tricky riddle and shrug after a few minutes, demanding to know the answer. In some ways, riddles are indeed just a waste of time and a silly thing kids do. Not much more sophisticated than a joke list of 1,001 animal crackers and the like. But in another way, riddles can show us something interesting if we can rein in our impatience and only look, not at the riddle, but at ourselves and how we're thinking. It's difficult to maintain this strange perspective, the one in which the focus of our awareness is not the content of the problem itself, but the very tools we're using. But it's essential if we are to ever learn to master and improve these skills. Riddles may certainly seem overly simplistic on the surface, but this is a virtue if we remember that this simplicity allows us to more easily see the workings of our own minds when we approach such riddles. Sometimes it takes something seemingly simple and obvious to show us what is actually rather complicated. Having gone through the riddles in this book, you've likely developed your own set of mental schemas, models, and intellectual tools along the way. They are all transferable skills, if we make the effort to transfer them. Before we conclude this book, let's consider not only the concrete tools we've developed, but practical ways we can use these skills in real life, with problems and puzzles you're likely to encounter every day. A list of all the right questions. If you care about a problem or a tricky situation, take the time to unravel and analyze it carefully, bit by bit. Don't assume your brain will always run off and solve it correctly by itself. It may, or you may simply default to bias and lazy habitual thinking, never truly innovating, and never really moving beyond your own conceptual limitations. Whether your problem is a professional, personal, physical, financial, or relational one, the following questions can help activate the skills you've learned in this book to more deliberately and consciously solve them. By slowing down, deliberately recruiting our mental tools, and giving ourselves the time to arrive at a considered solution, we make better choices and work our way through difficulties faster. Here are the questions. Am I seeing all the information here? What do I not know? And most importantly, can I start to even think of the things I don't even know I don't know? This constitutes a blind spot, and these are dangerous because you could be running in the opposite direction for all you know. A lay of the land is important, first and foremost. Can I list out my assumptions about this scenario and then check whether I actually have evidence for each one? How could I find information to fill in these gaps rather than just assuming I already know? This is a question that takes you out of the big picture and forces you to start thinking in smaller steps. Does this problem look like anything I've encountered before? If so, can the solution I used then be used here? Maybe with some adaptations? What kind of past experiences can I draw upon? And how can I also make sure that I don't get trapped in those same experiences? Let's imagine I did find a solution. What would it look like? What form would it take, and what mindset would I likely need to have to discover it? Can I lay out the premises of the argument I'm looking at? Can I see the logic in the arguments, or is there a flaw that I've overlooked? How can I verify this and ensure that I'm not being motivated by something other than a pursuit of the truth? Is it possible that I'm completely off the mark here? Have I debated myself and gone through the thought exercise of trying to prove myself wrong in order to confirm matters? How many ways can I change my perspective, my attitude, or my focus to see this circumstance differently? Can I imagine the viewpoint of someone else or a different context that helps me better understand the situation? Whose perspective can I borrow? What are my expectations here, and are they warranted? Are the tools that I'm using, my models, theories, or ideas, actually a good fit for my situation? Could it be that the problem is in the tools I'm using? Do I need to take a step back to consider what my true goal is again? Can I ask better questions here, even if they're a bit out there? Do I need to think outside the box and look in non-obvious places? Can I zoom out and look at the bigger picture? What are other people's motivations? What is the history of this scenario? And what are the contextual clues that will help me see this problem as a whole rather than just a single phenomenon? What is the quality of the information I've gathered? Is it enough? Is it actually true? Are the sources good? What happens when I deliberately seek out information that goes against what I currently believe? Could I take a step back, sleep on it, and return to the problem later? Is there even a problem at all, or does it just appear to be one because of the perspective I'm taking? What other dimensions could I understand this problem via? How will the situation evolve over time, for example, or what are some other causes and effects I haven't considered? Do I need to do more research, or have I actually done too much already? Can I look again at all those avenues of inquiry or potential solutions that I've written off because they're impossible or don't make sense yet? How am I using language and symbolism here? Have I mistaken the symbol for something as the thing itself? What happens when I play around with the words or symbols I assign to things? Considering mistakes I've made in this area in the past, what do I already know about how not to do things? How would a completely different person solve this problem? Is the area of the problem I'm considering really the most relevant area, or have I gotten distracted? Can I just look at this problem without trying to solve it for a second, just with curiosity and the willingness to see it as clearly as I can, knowing that sometimes wanting a particular kind of answer is an expectation and bias in itself? Where can I find help and who can I ask? Have I asked enough what-if questions? What do the answers tell me? Finally, what would my decision process or thinking look like if I removed my ego completely or if I wasn't afraid of being wrong? Becoming a better problem solver and critical thinker is not about being right. If anything, it's about finding better and better ways to be wrong. It's far better to fail at a task and learn something valuable along the way than to easily understand something right off the bat and never truly know why or how to replicate the process. So, don't be in too much of a hurry to become a masterful, intelligent thinking machine who vanquishes every problem that emerges. Instead of committing to solving problems, commit to developing the best set of attitudes and critical analytical skills as you possibly can. In this, you can always be right. We'd like to hear your comments regarding our podcast. Please take a moment, send us your comments or questions to kingpodcast@newtonmg.com or visit bit.ly/pkcomment. Both those links are in the show notes. Thank you for your time. And we'll talk to you in a few days. That excerpt is from Patrick King's book, Learn to Think Using Riddles, Brain Teasers, and Wordplay. Develop a quick wit, think more creatively and cleverly, and train your problem-solving instincts. This book is available on Amazon and Audible. You can find it on Audible at bit.ly/usingriddles. That link is in the show notes, of course, along with the link to Patrick King's homepage, bit.ly/pkconsulting, where you can request your free copy of his mini ebook on conversational tactics. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time.